Thank you, President Engler. Thank you, everybody, for coming today and being a part of this. I think it's another relevant moment in Michigan State history, really. You know, as things unfolded this spring, you know, leadership was sort of thrust upon Bill Beekman in a rather probably unusual way, you know, coming from administration. I really think and believe, though, that leadership really takes its place in so many different forms. He's had a unifying force, really, for our entire athletic department since coming on. I've found him to be he's a great listener, as we've already heard, but also calm. He has a distinguished presence, I think, at this university. I think he knows so many different people across the scope of the university, from, you know, our deans to our athletic people, our coaches, our administration. And at every step of the way, I think he's been seen as a positive. He is a Spartan. I don't think there's any question about that. He has the best interests of all Spartans at heart. I believe that at this point in time, by making this decision, President Engler has given our Michigan State Athletic Department a focus, one focus, to be able to move forward with force. And I think that's what we need at this point in time. And I'm just thrilled to be a part of this. And I want to thank him for having me up here and congratulate Bill. Look forward to working with him. Thank you.
The head women's basketball coach, Susie Merchant.
Thank you. Well, thank you. And again, I'd like to echo a big thank you to all of you for showing up here at Michigan State and to support Bill. I would say welcome to the Spartan family, but that's certainly not the case. I see your kids are all geared up, too, so they know that well. But I guess officially welcome to the Spartan athletic family. So we appreciate you being here. In the last 5 months, Bill, as he's been our interim athletic director, he's just been a tremendous resource for all of us coaches and the guidance through some of the transitions that we've had to deal with. He's a wonderful man. I think all of us coaches that are standing here, I have an opportunity to speak today, but we all feel that way. He's a great leader, and I think some of his past experiences, the roles he's had at this university, certainly will transition extremely well within the athletic department. Mark mentioned leadership. And it, as he said, it comes in many different forms. And we are thrilled that Bill is going to be our new leader here in the athletic department. So, Bill, officially, welcome to the family. Congratulations. We're so proud that you represent all of us and the great Spartan Nation. So, go green.
The head men's basketball coach, Tom Izzo.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I, too, could just say ditto, because everybody seems to have the same line of thought on this, and we've been in a lot of meetings. I know Coach D and I talked a lot. You know, there was a big concern when there's a void, and I think, you know, what President Engler talked about was the integrity, and I think that's going to be very important right now as we move forward. But from day one, he made an effort to meet with all these great coaches that we have behind us. I know there's a lot of all of our assistant coaches are back there. It seems like people from every part of our athletic department is here, and that's the unity that I think we need. But he found a way to meet with them. And because I guess I'm the senior member here as far as been here the longest, a lot of those people talked to me about how impressed they were, and I think that's where the ball started to get rolling on why he could be the next AD. He's initially coming from the outside of athletics in a way, but as you look around the country, that's getting to be pretty common now. The day of the old football coach, which George I loved, but it just doesn't seem to be as acceptable with all the complexity that you have to deal with in modern day athletics. But using and examining everything that he's done for us, I think there's no question he has the skills to be a successful AD. And what did those take? I guess number one would be the focus on the student athlete. I think that's becoming more and more apparent. And I guess what I've appreciated with Bill in our meetings that we've had, I use it to my campers. You got to learn to listen and listen to learn. And yet, I think as coaches, sometimes we talk more than we do listen. I felt it was incredible the way Bill has listened to all the people. And every coach that came up to me from, you know, from wrestling to rowing to basketball to football, talked about the fact that he could listen and wanted to make the changes that were necessary. I also, before I close, would like to thank the board. I think this time right now, unanimous decisions on things is imperative as we, you know, heal and try to advance. And I think the board having a unanimous decision shows the strength. And they've dealt with Bill more than we have. And that's what I think is great about this. So, Bill, you, your family, I want to tell you that you got 26 coaches and a bunch of assistant coaches and a bunch of workers that are going to probably work as hard as we can work to make your stint successful. A good assistant makes the head coach look good. Well, you're our head coach, and we're going to do our best to make you look good and want to thank you and welcome you as best we can. Thank you.